Welcome to Erotic Stories with Duchess Kashmir, here inside the Kashmir Room. Now, please be advised that my stories are of an explicit sexual nature. They're intended for a mature audience only. So if you ain't grown, get the hell on. This podcast is not safe for work, but perfect for pillow talk with your favorite lover. So come inside the Kashmir Room and let the Duchess show you the way. Hello, lovers. I am Duchess Kashmir, the griot erotica, the pussy preacher, the female dolomite. I am the orgasm orator. I am the sexy shit talker. I am a sexpert, a dominatrix, a cuck queen, and a cougar. Most importantly, I am a storyteller, serving MILF monologues, fornication fairy tales, and pussy poetry like you've never heard before. I come to serve the tea, artistically nasty, yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining me here tonight inside the Kashmir Room for episode number 31. As you know, I am still shooting my shot all year long. Hard or Soft podcast, Good Moms, Bad Choices, Charlemagne, The God, and the whole Black Effect Network family. Horrible Decisions, Sunny Megatron, Issa Rae, Robin Thede, Tina Mabry. It's me. I'm right here. The next big thing. I am the revolution. I am what your audience is craving. Erotica, poetry, sex education, all wrapped up in a queer woman of color. A fat back film? Come on now. Don't play with me. You know what your audience is looking for. I want to be down. I want you to put me on. And a wise woman once told me that a closed mouth does not get fed. So I'm shooting my shot. If you know them, if you fuck with them, tag them in my content, please, so they can put me on. So I know it's been a minute since I did a podcast, but I've been really working on my stage presence and my show. I've been traveling, spraying my royal waters here, there, and yonder. We went to a really kinky show in New Orleans with the Dom Experience podcast. It was sexy. It was real nice. I performed at Sex Down South in Atlanta for the whole Hive. You know, they put on the Big Bang. And it was me and Daddy Hef and Charlie Cakes. And we was the Trinity of Pleasure. And baby, the glorious little slut was the belle of the ball. Had an amazing experience. I've been podcasting for 3 years. And every year, I forget to do a Halloween story. But this year, I got you. So get your candles and your sage out, witches, because it's time for a conjuration. Let's get into it. Episode number 31, A Fornication Fairy Tale from Duchess Kashmir, The Circle of Fire. It was the hottest Halloween night on record, the night I was reborn. The heat tipped 96 degrees that afternoon, and when the dew fell and the mist creeped in from the bayou, it mixed with the smoke of the barbecue grill. It created a fog all around us. Preparations could be heard all over the neighborhood. The cars and trucks and people and tables and chairs and the drums. The annual Harvest Festival, the first one under the light of the full moon. The spirits were fat indeed, and the veil was thin. I had worked on my costume for weeks, and I was the opposite of my girlfriends, who had ordered a set of Playboy bunnies from the Sears and Roebuck catalog. People celebrated Halloween all sorts of ways. Children dressed like comic heroes. Mr. and Miss Stevenson, they always came as Mr. and Mrs. Claus. And Mr. LeSueur, well, he always say, I ain't wearing no goddamn costume, but I dance though. All the queer boys finally able to dress in drag without shame. And the elder women. Ooh, they wore that hoodoo white. They always looked so beautiful dancing around the bonfire and lighting the effigy at midnight. And me? Well, I was a different kind of girl. I was going to be a butterfly and a dragon and a raven with a little lion tail on the end. Ram! An amalgamation of fantasy, if you will. My pretty bitch clique was pre-gaming on my front porch, passing a joint around the circle, chasing it with shots of spiced rum. The barbecue was smelling good, and the joint was making its third rotation when I saw them from the corner of my eye, and they had me mesmerized. Soft and strong, beautiful and handsome, a mean mug and a sissy walk. Oh, bald head with one long dreadlock on one side and one long earring on the other. Large white martial arts pants, a A-line tank top, and bare feet. Ooh, they were so sexy. Carrying a large white cooler. And you know, I think I saw some titties, and you know I'm a titty baby. My eyes might have been deceived, but the pussy does not lie. You hear me? Pussy does not lie. If the pussy thumps, if the pussy gets wet, if the pussy sighs, oh, if the pussy moans, then that means the pussy is hungry. And if the pussy gets hungry, let me tell you, there's going to be one of two things. There is either going to be war, or there is going to be pleasure. Pussy gets what it wants every time. And let me tell you, my pussy was humming like a hellcat on a straightaway stretch. Vroom! Woo! I turned all of my energy towards them. And the manual labor, that is so sexy to me. And then they was looking at me too. We held our gaze while they was working, setting up Miss Muddy's throne. Miss Muddy is our community matriarch. We held our connection until my homegirl Nay bumped my arm and said, pass the gas, nigga. Nay shook me from my lustful fantasy. I sipped my drink as I marveled at this dark skin, big body, bald-headed human. I think I might have growled. Maybe he growled at me. I could feel my pussy juice start to simmer. I remember distinctly standing up with great authority, and I could see them cross the yard, and their facial expression reacted. For a long time, I thought it was a blush, But thinking back, now I know that that was the smirk of the predator. See, that's when they know they got you. I gathered my thoughts and chakras, lit a fresh ale, and made a beeline to the circle. With a bottle in my right hand and a cup in my left, I poured libation on the flowered altar and I bowed gracefully to my dear as I made my way in rotation to the circle of fire. Round the inner circle to Nosha Love and her all-girl band in their bunny outfits. The circle of fire is a wonderful thing, just as magical as it is dangerous. Sometimes the fire could just hypnotize you. Many a drunken soul flying on a mushroom cloud have walked right into the fire. The music mixed with the drums and the smoke and the liquor, the atmosphere was perfect for a great awakening. Finally, I was dancing. I jigged and swayed and twerked my way around the fire. I twirled right into the gaze of the bald head, dark skin, big body human being. And once again, the spell was cast. I tried to close my eyes, look away, do my own thing, get lost in the music, but I could not resist. He eased his old sexy self right up beside me. Drank, sister. Oh, he went from here. And now I knew it was a man. Not titties at all. Just meat and flesh. Delicious. Ooh, fan me off, child. Fan me off. I filled his cup and we followed the energy around the circle. One by one, one by one, two by two, two by two, three by three, three by three, four by four, four by four. More and more, the people joined in the dancing, and I could feel the energy growing, masculine and feminine, animal and spirit. All things were there. Even the darkness was there. Yes, it was there, softly casting a spell on me, a hex, a conjuration. What I do know is that I could not resist. I didn't want to. I danced the dance of seduction. Or maybe it was really submission. The details are very sketchy after all these years. But we danced. We danced round the fire, he and I, and the drums, and the music, and the drink. And the weed, no words, just sweat. Jumping, jiving, and gyrating, chanting and manifesting. A moan, a holler, a yell, a clap, a stomp. Woo! Round and round the fire we danced. He eased himself up close behind me. I could feel the heat coming off his chest, and he smelled sweet like honey and hot like cayenne. His skin was hot like he had a fever. I blew a shotgun into his face and he startled me. His eyes was like a fire of flame. It startled me so much that I choked out the shotgun. Oh my God. Yes, sister, I am he, but I do not take what is not given freely. That part of the folklore usually gets left out. I am not a brute. I am a god. Be my worship. I pulled the L hard this time and blew the full shotgun slowly, calmly, intently into his face. The flames in his eyes roared like the bonfire. He drew in all of the shotgun and kissed me at the same time. I saw a flash of lightning and I heard the thunder clapped. The bonfire leaped up into the sky and we danced. I could feel his dick getting hard behind me. And before you ask, yes, child, it was big. Oh yes, it was big. I arched my back and grinded on him and we kissed ever the more. We begin to lick on each other and fondle each other without regard to the elders and the family members. In hindsight, I know now that they could not even see us. We were covered by the darkness. He slipped my bottle out of my hand and turned up a swig of drink. He spewed it up in the air and we danced in the rum punch rain. Our frenzy turned to laughter and we followed the circle into the outer circle under the effigy. Hidden by the flames, he held his hand out to me. He took his pants off and laid them down in the dirt and guided me to lay upon them. He said, "Do you say yes?" And I said, "Yes." His eyes were like a flame of fire. He tore my costume from my body using his hands and his teeth, and he growled, "Do you still say yes?"
"Yes."
He took me into his mouth, my lips, my titties, my rolls, my fingertips one by one. He bit and licked and kissed all over my body and sucked out my essence, the soles of my feet, the bend of my knee, the crook of my arm, my thigh meat. He bit my pussy. He made his way back up to my neck and with one hand firmly round my throat, he fingered my pussy until I squirted and poured out my energy, only for him to go down and suck slurping right down his throat. He looked up at me in his fiery eyes and he growled. He kissed and bit and licked his way back up to my ear and whispered, "Do you still say yes?"
"Yes."
His fiery eyes turned black void and his true nature came roaring out. He pierced my skin and the drums got louder and the lightning struck and the thunder boomed. The fire leaped up into the sky and just as my heartbeat began to beat in slow motion, he
my blood up in the air and I licked it off his body. Like fire shut up in my bones, like the wheel inside the wheel, the chariot of fire, Kundalini energy made into flesh, I was reborn. My higher self became my only self. I became something new, something different, something savage. I became the predator and I growled.
Right here inside the cashmere room.
Thank you.
I hope that y'all enjoyed that. That was my expression of Halloween. A little blood, a little magic, a little witchcraft, a little monster. And what kind of monster did our main character turn into? Well, maybe the inspiration will continue to take me further into the story. I think I would like to expand and choose the type of monster that she has become. She has been turned into a monster. She has died. She has been reborn. And I'll tell you what, you need to vote on my Instagram page. You need to vote what kind of monster you want her to become. And I will write the story. If y'all pick a monster, I will write the story just for you. All of my favorite lovers, thank you so much for joining me here inside the Cashmere Room. I hope that my story ignites your imagination and inspires you to try something new with your favorite lover. Don't forget to like and subscribe and comment and share the podcast. You know, likes and shares and comments, that is the currency of podcasting. So pay me what I'm worth. Help a fat black femme out. Share my podcast. Like my podcast. Comment on my post. Hit that subscribe button. I am going to be putting up video footage from my performance at Sex Down South only on my Patreon page. So if you have not checked out my Patreon page, it's patreon.com/thecashmereroom. Go check it out. You can see footage from my Exotica performance, footage from my Naughty in New Orleans performance, pictures of me that I'm not hiding my face because y'all know I hide my face on social media. So if you get a chance, please go check out my Patreon page. Check out my YouTube page, Duchess Does the Things. And if you're on the Mississippi Gulf Coast, keep your ear to the ground. I am planning on having my own show very soon. It is like 2:00 in the morning while I'm recording this, but the inspiration hit me. So if I use this one, I'm going to make sure I keep this timestamp in there. Always remember, more orgasms, more peace.